Hello, welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Libby Phillips is here. Hello, Libby.
Hello.
Libby is the Keith and the Girl publicist. Libby, if you can publicize how good my stand-up was, you may.
It was excellent. I told you just, you know, in person, but let me say it out into the airwaves.
That's what counts.
Yes.
At first, it's like a tree falling in the woods.
Right. You know who gives a shit? Yeah. Right. It was my favorite stand-up of yours yet. It was very good.
Yeah. It was masterful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my God, and he's so cute on top of everything.
For those coming late to the show, Libby, let them know how good my show was. For those that just joined in.
It was excellent.
Thank you very much. I have like a postpartum depression now because I have all the jokes in my head, but that's the end of it.
But do you always feel this way?
Yeah.
Yeah?
For a couple days.
Just a couple days.
Yeah. It was fun though to go home it was the very next day. And then I went, oh, I got to practice my stand-up. I'm like, no, I don't. I can play video games. So at the same time, it was fun. Don't misunderstand me.
It sounds like you're really having a hard time.
It was the 15th, after the stand-up, and we're all hanging out at the venue. And, you know, there's a couple people, Victor Varnado's there, Leah McEnany, Catherine Heller, but Chemda's pointing out everybody to to the guests. And Chemda forgets Catherine's name.
I did not forget Catherine's name. How would you forget Catherine's name?
As if they weren't friends or on tour.
She just had a brain fart.
Yeah, I did. Happens. I did. It did look like I forgot her name, though.
As a publicist, shouldn't that. Libby have jumped in?
I'm pretty sure that I was busy working still at that event.
Well, I did. I was like, oh, and I forgot to even say Faceboy, but he's in like a lot of attention sometimes. But I was like, oh, look who's here, because Sydney was there and Marie and Michael Fox and, you know, all these people. And just as I looked Catherine in the face, my brain glitched and I'm like, why aren't you saying? I literally had a conversation and it must have only lasted like 2 seconds, but 2 seconds is a long time to stare at someone while you're naming people's names. And
it's not like you had anything on your mind, so I don't know.
I know, but it felt like shit because I was like, just say her name. And I was like, I can't move my mouth. Like, just say her goddamn name. And then I'm like, Catherine Heller. And then I just realized I looked ridiculous. Did you catch it?
Yeah, I said Catherine, and I guess you didn't hear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't forget her name.
It seems odd. It just seems odd because I knew it.
I don't know. I never expect anyone to remember my name. Did I not tell you guys my name when I came in here today so that you would be ready? That's polite.
It was very helpful.
Thank you.
She could have said, I'm Catherine Heller.
Yeah.
And I'm back here if you're naming people. I think I should be on the list.
Right. Introduce me like... After 5 years of friendship, you can stop introducing yourself.
Now, does Catherine...
Five years of friendship and like two tours.
We're only at 4 years, so...
Yeah.
Does she say to you, hey, I know you forgot my name?
As a joke.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you see her the next day?
Keith, how much shit do you want to stir?
Did you see her the next day?
No, but she was sick.
Oh, she got sick.
You're the worst human being.
That's interesting.
She's
timing.
She's a busy lady. She's probably run down.
She's probably busy hanging out with people that know her name.
You're right.
I mean, that could be.
Do you want to say anything right now?
Yes. Who's that other guy we went on tour with? I just want to... God, what was his name? Not you, guy in the back. Hutcherson? What was...
Donald Hutcher.
It was the other guy. Row?
Is this the end of your friendship with Catherine?
Yes, thank you for bringing it up. It feels actually much better now.
All right.
Anyway, shout out to... why do I even start that?
Jason Plank writes, thank you both for hosting a great weekend of Keith and the Girl fun. I got completely immersed in Keith and the Girl love. I got to see Keith stand up, smoke a joint with Hennessy. Well, duh. Become a Jenga master with oversized Jenga blocks. They have these at the after party. They have
Hipster
these,
pig?
It was so fun. They have these giant blocks that you play Jenga with. And I'll tell you something. Jason is a cheater. Plays like a woman.
What the fuck?
What does that mean?
I'll tell you exactly what it means. I watched all you women playing. You think you can hug the whole fucking Jenga thing with your body in one arm and then move the other block with the other?
No, we don't feel that way.
Did you play Jenga?
No.
Okay.
I thought you said women. Sorry. I'll wait until you talk about the men.
Now, every woman that was playing was using three hands when they would move a block.
I didn't see that. But can I say something about Chemda's behavior at that hipster pig establishment?
You know what? By your tone? Absolutely.
Shout out to my buddy Danny back here. I like how you tried to throw him under the bus when you pointed that guy over to Danny. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then you somehow acted like Danny was the asshole. None of this would have happened if outside Chemda and Lauren didn't take in these stray fucking weirdos. They came up to, we were standing in a circle, a closed circle.
Right.
These guys come up. The easiest thing would have just been, we're talking here. But right. Instead, it's like, hey, how's it going? And then she's like, we can't get rid of these weirdos. We invited them into the restaurant with us. They won't leave us alone. They were just about to leave. And then I told them to go play a trick on Danny. It's like, I can't get rid of them.
Yeah. And let me tell you about
it's 100% your fault.
You want to know something else about these punk kid leeches? Chemda knows all their names.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing. You know what? I see my responsibility in that. I see it. I
good deflecting though.
I was in, I had to get Danny for something. I don't even know what. But I felt like, you know, it was KATG weekend. We're all in like a, you know, making friends thing. And I don't like shooing people away. But you're right. You could tell that they were tripping too far to like even
shoo them. We live in New York City. Not everyone is appropriate to talk to all the time.
Well.
And you don't even like to talk to them. Half the time, then after the fact, she'll be like, oh, that guy, right? And I'll be like, I gave you three solid outs where I'm like, we have to go now. And she's like, I'm sorry, my friend wants me to go, but where did you grow up? That's always my like.
That's the goodbye.
End the conversation.
Yeah, Chemda, I'd see her on phone calls and she's trying to.
I don't do that anymore because I just don't call anyone.
She would be talking to this person. And then, and I can tell. Both sides are wrapping it up by hearing just Chemda's voice.
Yeah.
But then at the end, like, do you have holiday plans? And then she would cover the phone and look at me. They won't hang up.
It's insane.
Yeah. Okay, but any thoughts on life? Jesus.
I would like to consider this an exaggeration.
No exaggeration.
Well, of course not. Of course not.
Also, I was going to be nice when I came on here, just for the record. I posted a nice thing on Facebook. Uh-huh. Happy Facebook-iversary, Chemda, because it pops up when you became friends. And she posted, you're a monster. Can't believe I've been friends with you this long. And so I said, oh, well, today's show is going to be interesting. So. Uh-huh.
And it is. Yeah. And it is very interesting.
Yeah, remember her and the superintendent? I think we all do. So this person continues, I met the hilarious Micah Fox and have Karen Feehan publicly declare that she hated me. It can't get any better than that. you had a look and they didn't know what to say next. So they picked on you for looking like a Motorhead. You can't, when you play Jenga, you're not allowed to take from the second row and put on the top row. He knew that.
Is that true? Is that a real rule?
It's stupid. It's understood.
That wouldn't be fun, but
I'm having a heart attack and he's just playing it like we're children.
What did you say when he tried to do that?
I said, you're playing like a woman. And every woman got offended. And I said, are you even playing? And they said, no. I can just tell that's never a compliment. And I'm the real winner. That's the point.
Did you win? Did you win the actual game?
No, because he cheated.
Because of these fucking cheaters,
yes.
Right? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Couldn't have been your fault. I get it.
No.
You're mispronouncing cheaters. It's woman.
Anybody that saw me play this girl agrees that I played completely fair. I even got a bonus, he says. The arrogant swine, not swan, Chemda, lost my credit card, so all the drinks and food I consumed was free. Yay.
Holy shit.
It was a good day.
I'm going to ask them to cut my credit card next time.
Yeah.
How good did I look on stage, by the way?
Oh, excellent. Especially your shirt.
It was a Gem 10 high echelon shirt, thanks to bonobos.com. BONOBOS.com. I told you, the hardest part of stand-up is looking good. It really is, and I think all comedians would agree. But thanks to Bonobos, I had that covered. Literally. I got my polo from them, and tell me if I'm wrong, being in the audience, drip, drip, right? So I'm up there doing my thing and I don't have to worry about my style. These guys will find your style. If you already know your style, I can't believe people do that. But if you already know it, they know how to cater to you. All sizes, all shapes, and you're going to look good. Go to bonobos.com, B-O-N-O-B-O-S.com. For limited time, you can enter code Keith, K-E-I-T-H, and get 20% off your first order. B-O-N-O-B-O-S, bonobos.com, code Keith. Discover the difference that an expertly crafted, better-fitting wardrobe can make. Is Bonobos the reason this was my best stand-up ever? I don't know. I don't like to think so. I put a lot of work into it. But
it's not the reason.
It's not the reason. There you have it. Last time Libby was on this show, she was on with her father, and we enjoyed him very much, right?
Yes. He's the best.
Episode 2245, The Man Who Wasn't There. And I asked him, if you're nervous that Libby, 28 at the time, isn't dating anyone, you know, and, you know, he's from, where's he from, Minnesota?
Yes.
And that's a place, you have a family, you know, that's
the Midwest, that's the heartland.
That's the foundation. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was you getting smacked in the ass if you don't get married.
Right, same thing. It's like, behave. Now you're over here. You're not dating anybody exclusively.
No, but not exclusively.
Right, but you are, right. You're no Minnesota hick, right? You're going out there, you're going to play the field, you're going to have fun, right? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at your OkCupid profile.
What?
Don't first say all, her profile name.
Yeah, don't. Also, why are you on OkCupid? Interesting.
Well, my mother-in-law is visiting today, and I'm not going to be home for a while. How is dating working out so far?
Not great. Real dry spell over here.
I look at what you clicked on OkCupid, bisexual.
Correct.
Who knew? I guess you.
Who knew? Anyone in the room besides Keith?
When did you know?
Really, honestly, not until pretty recently. Maybe a year or two.
No, what makes you do that? You're like, you know what? I do like women. Or do you say, you know what? I have a lot of friends that are gay or bisexual. Let me go on a date and see if something clicks.
Yeah, it was peer pressure is the main thing. I think
it's why I first had sex.
Yeah. No, I recently realized that I, much like the Sixth Sense, I've been bisexual the whole time. I just didn't realize. I want to speak in a language you understand.
Thank
like,
you. Picture I'm the Wishmaster.
Yeah. Right? I was watching Gilmore Girls. Shout out to Hamda. I was watching Gilmore Girls recently.
Oh, wait. I should start listening.
Perk up. See, I got you both. Your interests. I know you guys. And there's an episode really early on where when it originally aired, I probably was like 15 maybe. Uh-huh. And as I was rewatching it, I was like, oh my God, I could not stop staring at Lauren Graham's butt. Uh-huh. But at the time,
Lorelai.
Yes. Yeah. Lorelai. I did not, for a while I thought that I was just like influenced by the media and uh-huh. society. And I was like sexualizing women. And I was like, oh no, I'm like, I'm a misogynist. you know? So I think I fought against it for a while. And then also my parents are really cool. My mom used to tell us all the time, like, it's fine if you're gay, you know, we love you no matter what. It doesn't matter who you love.
Right. But, yeah. She's been asking you to come out of the closet.
Yeah,
for years.
Yeah. So maybe she knows. I haven't talked to them lately about this, but I should also tell them not to listen to this episode.
It is easy to say we don't care what you are, knowing that you're not gonna be. My dad doesn't care if I'm a ISIS terrorist because he knows I would never leave. I don't leave the house.
Does he though?
So it's easy to say, you know.
No, I really think they don't care. My dad's brother is gay, and they were always very like fine with everything, but I didn't really, I don't know when I heard of bisexual. Like, I thought, okay, it's okay if I like girls, but that means that I don't like boys.
Right.
And I always knew that I liked boys because that's just, like, easier. That's, like, the flow of society anyways. It's, like, heteronormative and whatnot. So I thought, well, that's it. I like boys, so there's no way I'm gay. And I didn't realize there was another option. Right. So
have you had sex with a woman?
Yes.
And?
Aces 10.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, it was great. Unfortunately, I was pretty drunk at the time, so I don't have the best recollection of
it. So it was only once?
Full on, yes, once.
What's not full on? Making out? Fingering?
Yeah, like hanky-panky, you know.
Munching?
some funny business.
Right.
So, you're still talking his language.
A little how you been down there?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I see. Now, I get fucking women. I don't know why anybody fucks guys. I got to be honest with you.
It's a great point.
A bisexual, a cis woman. This means you're born a woman, right? Is that what
it means? That I was assigned woman at birth and I identify as such.
Okay. What does cis stand for, CIS? Do you know? Scissoring?
No.
No, right?
Yeah, it's a misspelled version of scissoring, obviously. It's not a abbreviation, or I mean, it's not a acronym. It's like trans.
Okay.
It's the opposite, cis.
I am a cis man.
Correct.
Oh, thank you.
You nailed it. As far as I know. I mean, I don't want to tell you what you are.
Right, who knows?
Identify as what you want.
I might change. Mm-hmm. Single, 5'6".
Do you doubt it? Yeah, really. He's giving me a look like I fucking doubt it.
I'm just checking. Everybody, they
why would I lie about that part?
People don't round down.
If it asks for my weight, yeah, we'll get into the lies.
Well, speaking of which, you rate curvy. I always thought curvy meant fat.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, really? Is that mm-hmm. really?
Yeah, it's your yeah.
Oh, he just called you not. Just kidding.
I called you not fat.
Oh, thanks. They, I don't know if they give fat as an option. They give like a little extra. Like, that's an option.
It says a little extra.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have, like, cute things right. like that where it's...
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm honestly, like, if I filled this out and I got to this point, I would get a little anxious.
But what?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, about trying to, like, pinpoint your body type?
Yeah. I'd be like, ooh, I don't know what anybody means by anything.
Right. I don't know all the options off the top of my head, but that I remember that seemed the closest.
Here's one, cushion for pushing.
Is that really an option? No way.
Oh. It's like, I think I would be that one.
You are white. That should be good. That should work out.
That's how I identify.
Speaks English. Let's be clear, right?
I dabble.
Attended university. Mm-hmm. Did you finish university? Because yes. I attended a couple too. All right.
Yeah.
You should write
they're finished. They're not talking about dorms.
Shouldn't you click you graduated?
I think I did. I don't know. Maybe I guess I got to check on this.
I'm not switching it on you.
I don't know how you even have it. So
atheist and then parentheses, but it's not important.
Again, these are options that they give you that like very important, somewhat important.
Okay.
Laughing about it, which I think is just corny. I'm not trying to convert anyone is what I mean by it's not important.
Never smokes.
Correct. You've never smoked.
Do you smoke weed?
As someone who is a professional person,
right.
I will plead the fifth.
I just know you hang out with Henda.
Right.
Doesn't
it's been around me. Right. I know what it smells like.
It's been around my lungs.
Yeah.
Doesn't drink.
You're welcome.
Taurus.
Yes.
All right.
Correct. Those are all factual.
What is your favorite astrological sign out there?
Oh, I don't give a shit about that. Right. I don't know. I don't know what the right ones are.
Do they make you write Taurus? Or like your sign?
I mean, yeah, you have to pick your sign. Oh. I guess I could leave that empty. If people care, I mean, I'm open about it. Mm. I'm a Taurus.
You don't mind labeling yourself?
I don't mind.
Looking for people located anywhere. Who cares?
I don't know these options that you're talking about. I gotta... I don't think I put anywhere who cares. I don't recollect that.
Located anywhere, ages 25 to 40. It'd be funny. You have some dude in mind and you're like, to 41 and a half.
I got to change the 25 thing.
That's, too young?
Mm-mm, yeah.
How old are you?
Guess.
39.
That's right. And it's like, there's a lot of difference between us.
You wouldn't go 45?
It would depend, but I probably would, but I don't know. I don't need that.
In my life right now.
I just don't need to put that as like the range.
Oh, you think?
Because then you get a lot of fuddy-duddies past 40. You guys know.
I hear you.
Raise your hands.
This is my bestie. Hi, everyone.
You are for short and long-term dating and new friends. So again, anything goes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't put casual hookups in there.
Right.
But that's an option.
You don't mind.
Yeah.
Does it make you look slutty?
That's, I don't know. Like, I also obviously,
look at
would
me.
Casually hook up. But I just figure, like, if that happens and it happens, it's fine. But why, like, I don't know, invite that? Also, I wouldn't mind dating someone at this point in my life. It's been a while since I've, like, actually really dated someone, so.
My self-summary. I moved here from Chicago. You might have heard of it. Now, right away, I like it. It shows your humor.
You didn't say you might have heard of it.
Okay, can I explain something about the shush profile really quick?
That somebody else typed this as April Fool's joke?
Not as an April Fool's joke, but as another one of my besties, Emmy, copy edited it. She edited it.
And she was pleased with this joke?
So basically, she had my phone. I was like, oh, that's right. This bites me in the ass later. I just remembered. Okay, so she had my phone. And she would ask me each question, and then I'd respond in my own words, and she would kind of, you know,
Put
a little spin on it.
Okay.
And so, well, you continue, and I'll tell you when it comes
up. I moved here from Chicago. You might have heard of it. Now I live in Astoria, where all your friends are moving. Wink. It's a cool place. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'd rather die than go to dinner and a movie, unless you're talking about Netflix and chili.
Clever.
Not chill. Okay.
So
I like to eat. I'm curvy.
Right, exactly. Boom, nailed it. Let's get that out in the open. Not having a salad on our date. Okay, so
by the way, if people think I'm not reading this right, it's written in a very sarcastic font.
No, you read it right.
Thank you.
So, I mean, Emmy wrote it, which also begs the question, like, are they falling in love with Emmy? Are they falling in love with me? Like, so
that's Cyrano's story, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So right after we finish the profile, just spoiler alert to jump ahead, I get a message from a guy, and I'm still at Emmy's at this point. It's the same day. And so he's kind of cute. He looks like he could be interesting. He's a bike messenger. That's really all he has going on for him, but like good body. So he's messaging me. He wants me to come over basically to bang. He's like, I'm like, what are we going to do? And he's like, let's watch bad movies in our underwear and order takeout or something like that. Okay. And I'm like, okay, great. You know. Fine.
Is it weird that you come up, you go over there only in underwear?
Right. Yeah. I don't know the decorum.
Now, you're at Emmy's house. Are you wearing like the kind of bra and undies that?
No. I look.
What does that mean?
No, I don't. Oh, I'm not prepared. Like, I'm not wearing a matching, you know,
set. I mean, you know, there's also like.
She's referring to I dress like garbage when I go to Hamden Lauren's.
That's not even. I'm more referring to myself. Like, there are days where it's just like. I can't possibly.
Right. Like if you were wearing this, for example, you wouldn't go and meet someone.
This is so good.
Okay. But anyways, and he says, you know, and we'll drink wine. And it says, you know, I don't drink in my profile. I don't care if other people drink, but it says that. I mean, it's written there.
Right.
So I go, well, I don't drink, but you're, you know, you can have the whole bottle or something like that.
And he says, even better. And that's more God conversation for me, atheist.
Right. No, he doesn't respond to a single thing I'm saying. Like, he doesn't acknowledge that. He just keeps trying to get me to come over.
Right.
And finally, I'm like, you know what? Blow this thing up, Emmy. Type whatever you want. Because she's like, you know, chomping at the bit.
Right.
So whatever. She lets him have it. I forget what she said. But I'm like, that's annoying. Good going with the new profile. And she goes, well, you did literally put Netflix and chill in your profile. And I go, no, I didn't. I said Netflix and chili. And she goes, oh, I didn't know you really wanted me to put that. I put Netflix and chill. I'm like, wow, good job. So I did have to re-edit it a bit, but.
You should put a capital I in bold, underscore, chili.
You got it though, right?
Yeah, like, I did get it.
Yeah.
You should put like an arrow and then write LOL, OL, OL.
The LOLs come later.
Yeah, I did get it, but I'm 42. You see the irony? Yeah, the smart guys.
Okay, bump it up, 42.
What I'm doing with my life? What I'm doing with my life, question mark. Great title. What am I doing with my life? Here I will answer. Well, that's a pressure cooker of a question. I'm a PR maven by day and a comedy connoisseur by night. Look, I don't know how to write comedy. I only know how to be comedy.
Let me put that part in.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Is this the first time I'm reading this? Libby, I would not have sold you out to Keith if I knew this.
I'm really good at...
Thanks, bro.
ready for this, dick shrinker?
Well, some of us aren't just looking for dicks, you fucking heteronormative fuck.
I'm really good at doing whatever I want.
That's true or false?
That is true.
Everybody in the room?
Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food. Books, and then she names books.
Yeah, it's books.
I wouldn't know.
Books is books.
She names books.
Books is books.
At first, you had me at Partly Cloudy. I thought it'd be with a chance of meatballs, but it's the Partly Cloudy Patriot, so that's probably different.
Probably. I won't spoil it for you, but it probably is different.
My hobbies include dropping really heavy books about feminism on your dick. The movies I like. The Princess Bride. Okay, you're fun.
Yep.
Goodwill Hunting. You like a good cry.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And or you were beaten.
You get me, Keith.
The Social Network. Computers. Mm-hmm. Your Facebook friends with somebody for 4 years now.
Computers, correct.
The Next. Comedian. What is this?
That's the Jerry Seinfeld documentary.
That's called Comedian.
Okay, well, Emmy misedited it.
I make a note of that because The Comedian will be a Robert De Niro movie that's not out yet, so you look like a liar.
Okay. Thank you. Good notes. This should be
like Relationship Monday. Mm-hmm. Like anyone who wants to come on the show on Monday, we have to see one of your online profiles. Should this be a thing?
I mean, as the person who is sitting here, let's see how it goes. But so far, to be honest, good feedback.
Okay.
So
can you put that out there in the atmosphere that
I'll PR it for you?
Yeah, we do good feedback for your OKCupid account. Mm-hmm.
Toy Story 3, When I Need a Good Cry.
Right.
So I wasn't wrong earlier. TV shows, Buffy, that's dumb.
You're dumb.
Daredevil, Mad Men, Parks and Recreation, Daria, Flight of the Conchords, Veronica Mars, Dead Like Me, Broad City, Jessica Jones.
Those are good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Music.
I didn't hear Rick and Morty. I didn't hear Bob's Burgers. Are we friends?
Well, I don't want to. You don't want to read 5 pages of every TV show.
It's a selection.
Right.
It's an overview.
Right. And you're,
and I don't watch Rick or Morty. Are we friends?
You know what? Let's talk about it over wine.
Yeah.
Music. I don't like being judged on my musical taste. I'm sure yours is cooler than mine. Eye roll. This is real. I take snippets from all over the place, but it's mostly based on my mood. Right now, the only thing... Oh, you like to listen to music based on your mood?
How dare you say eye roll?
You wrote
this
it.
This is real. Of course it's real. Because you know why? Do you want to know why? Do you? Because I've gotten shitty guys who are like, I used to have stuff that I liked, and part of it is like old school, like Led Zeppelin, Bob Dylan, stuff like that. And then I would get these jerk-offs that were just like, oh my God, but which Bob Dylan do you like? Like trying to quiz me and stuff. And I'm just like, I don't care. That's not how I identify.
When does that ever excite a woman? Like, do you know about Led Zeppelin's Coda?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. God, I do. Yeah, it wasn't really finished and they didn't want to release it. Oh.
Yeah, I could do that all day, but no thank you.
So she writes, I take snippets from all over the place, but it's mostly based on my mood. Current mood, Pussy Riot.
No. No,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, that'd be fun. I was like, oh, that's fun.
Really? Really? That's funny? You're dumb.
Right
Thank
now.
God you found someone.
Libby, you wrote eye roll.
I mean, a lot of this is influenced by Emmy. I'm hearing it now, but I thought it was, you know what? At a certain point, it did become, how funny is this? As opposed to like, let's actually give me laid or a significant other, whatever you want.
It says,
I'm open to whatever.
Let me be clear that sometimes I'm black, sometimes I'm not, depending on when you ask me. Who wrote this?
All right.
Right now, the only thing I listen to is the Hamilton soundtrack.
Correct. Oh my God. Ugh, it's the only thing she talks about. Oh my God. Do you know how many times I heard Libby sing the entire fucking, what song is that? Get out of this.
No, it's Say No to This. So you're going to have to hear it again. Also, do you know how many times she's requested me to do it? About as many times as I've done it.
I know, but that's like goofing on you. I have to assume.
That's true. I'll do it anyways.
It's
I don't
so
care.
Good. I would do a 100 for 30 Libby doing Hamilton. That could be a thing.
No, it can't. The 6 things I could never do without. Coffee.
Me.
Right, coffee.
Yeah, you're on this list.
You should.
Ugh.
Stand-up comedy podcasts. Yelling my opinions, wink.
Did you write yelling my opinions, wink?
Do I or do I not like to yell my opinions?
It's honest.
They should know.
Oh, my God.
My dope-ass balcony. Sugar. I have a huge sweet tooth. Ice cream may actually be one of my true loves.
My one true love. Say
my
it
one
right.
True love, right. Well, I was doing you the favor.
Really? That was an improvement?
My beautiful desktop background, LOLOLOL.
That's Emmy all the way. My dope ass balcony.
What is your desktop background? Like if it's not two chicks kissing. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just a pretty picture that I took.
Like a nice castle.
I'm good at photography.
On a typical Friday night, I am at
over my house.
Yeah, at a comedy show and or at work. I have no time for you.
I did not put that.
Saturdays
editorializing.
Saturdays are no better. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Is that not good?
You should
is that real?
No.
I don't know anymore.
You should message me if you don't want to spend a lot of time dicking around online and would rather meet in person.
That's real.
So that I get a real dicking.
Mm-mm. Or a vagina-ing.
You love comedy. You like to watch documentaries and discuss them. You like to deconstruct pop culture. You want to take me to Hamilton. Wink face. Just winking. Just winking. I'm not a gold digger.
This is the worst.
What? Come on.
You are a funny fucking person. You are like one of the funniest people I've ever met. This is like...
True, but do you know how hard it is to get that across on OKCupid?
I know. We need to do an OKCupid awards because this is horrible. Danny, we did yours, right? Should we do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again.
How successful was that for you, Danny? Shout it out.
Good. I got it later.
I'm looking and I'm looking here and it says I've measured my vagina and I would like to talk all about it. All right.
You know what? In all fairness, it doesn't seem like anyone reads any of it anyway.
Right.
They message her about nothing.
Right. I recently got a message from a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Said nice breast.
Nice. It's so in your picture.
I said which one? And he said, the right one, ? Which one is bigger? And I said, lol, you're an idiot.
Right or your right?
Right, exactly.
This
so
was
unclear.
Serious. She sent this to me. I cranked up.
It's going to be funny when you guys get married. I mean, you and Kendall.
Yeah,
well, of course.
Let me tell you guys about Sleep Number, all right? This is, you get one of these, and you're going to plow town.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to do it. Sold. That's all you need to say. How do I sign up? What's the code?
You're going
to
be a farmer.
I have a Sleep Number bed. And what you do is you can set the firmness on your side of the bed. It's perfect for couples. My wife sets her.
Oh, you're part of a couple.
She sets her number. And we stay married. I'm a 35. She's a 40. And, you know, I have the bed with the adjustable top. Oh, it's fantastic. They also have Sleep IQ, and what it does is it measures how you sleep, and it tells you, hey, you were restless during 3-4 in the morning, and then it offers you ways to get a better sleep, how to adjust it in a different way. You can look at an app that keeps track of everything, or if you don't mind talking to human beings, some people prefer it, believe it or not, you can call Sleep Number people up, and they'll fix you. You will get the best sleep of your life. That's it. These beds start at $1,099.98. Get better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today, only at a Sleep Number store. Find one near you by going to sleepnumber.com and be sure to tell them Keith and the Girl sent you. Okay? Thank you. Now let's get to some Keith and the Girl polls. Of course, on our forums, we dedicate a thread to each show. Each show has a poll. Have you ever heard The Dead? This is when Jim Florentine was on. And he said that his first wife killed herself, and in a dream said, go to this concert and meet the next love of your life. He went. She ended up cheating on him, fucked a cop in public. But okay, maybe the first wife was goofing on him.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard The Dead speak to you? Was the question yes or no? First of all, Libby, have you ever heard The Dead speak to you?
No, but I am deaf in one ear.
Okay. 11% of our audience has.
Oh.
Wow.
How about that?
Congrats.
Have you ever been or hired an escort, Libby?
Not to the best of my recollection.
Have you ever thought about it?
No.
Being an escort.
Oh, being an escort. Well, thank you.
I guess there's the answer.
No, that seems like a lot of work.
Would you hire a prostitute?
No, I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
I thought about being an escort.
Yeah,
I guess I thought like, how do you not? But it never went past like the initial thinking because, you know, when I think about it, I'm just like, how bad could it be? Like there's been guys that like I didn't really find attractive and I slept with.
For free.
Right. But then you picture like what you really wouldn't sleep with, like the smells that you don't want to smell and like the shapes that you'd rather, you know, like the, and it's not even that, it's the, you think like it could be sexy, like whatever, it's like this fantasy sort of thing. And then you think like, no, they can literally spit on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They can't do that.
Yeah, I'll pass, hard pass.
Anything over $100, I'm allowed spitting. I don't even mean that about people, anything. Life outside of Earth. Is there life outside of Earth? Now, I thought we were talking about aliens. Kenda believes when we went over this poll, we were talking about worms on other planets, as if that counted.
That is just right? Not.
Of course that's true.
Well, yeah, but you acted like I tricked you when we were talking about it.
It was a trick because I'm talking about aliens. There's no aliens out there. And then you get, and then I would say, you no, said you, then, you think there's no life if there's water on somewhere. And it's like, yeah, there's going to be bugs. There's these annoying bugs everywhere, I bet. And she said, well, that counts. I'm like, well, that doesn't count. I'm talking about green things checking out your asshole.
What do you call a worm on Mars? Is that not an alien?
It's not. If it can fly a spaceship, then that's an alien.
But what if it evolves to...
Right? Well, they only had 2016 years to evolve, but so I'll give them more time. How long has the universe been around? Nothing had time to evolve but us, then no. Then there means it means there aren't aliens. No, if we're the only ones that have evolved.
I'm thinking people, oh, not people. I'm thinking some kind of life form may have evolved and is not concerning ourselves, themselves with us.
That doesn't mean
that they're not there.
Okay, don't act like this worm thing wasn't a thing. It took us an hour for me to get home. Life outside of Earth, I agree with Chemda and Danny. Or I agree with Keith, there are no aliens. Most people do believe in this alien life. 81%. What do we think, Libby?
I don't really care, right, to be honest with you. Sure.
I wrote on my profile.
Whatever the people say, I believe.
I wrote on my profile, I don't believe in aliens, but it's not important.
Exactly. Right. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Not here to fight with people. Mm-hmm. Just to, come on, let's see. Just one video. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. Let me mention Vistaprint, 500 business cards for $9.99. You can write whatever you want on these business cards. You don't even have to use them for business. Use them for pleasure. Say, hey, I'm bisexual, figuring things out. Boom. Done. I have 499 more chances. Yeah.
I just ordered cards from Vistaprint, but that's not what I put on them.
Well,
damn.
For $9.99, you have another chance.
That's true. That's cheap enough. I'll do it again.
You can go off their templates. You can do your own art. It's easy. It's fantastic. And they make sure that you will be pleased with the product when it arrives to you.
How did you like making your Vistaprint cards?
It was super easy, super fast. I actually had a little problem with the printing. It wasn't the color that I wanted. It was supposed to be just white type on like a greenish background.
Right.
And they turned out really well. It was just one line that it was like miscolored and they refunded it for me. I called them and they were like, we can just reprint it. And I, you know, I didn't want to risk it happening again. I said, can I just give you one, a new design with a different font so that it doesn't happen? And they said, yes, they're on their way. The best customer service I've had in ages. Yeah.
Get 500 business cards for $9.99. Visit Vistaprint.com. Design your custom business cards. Enter code KATG at checkout. That's code KATG. It's an exciting offer. I mean, who's not excited hearing this? Don't crash the car. It's very exciting. Do not wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. All right? Thank you. Okay. Quick update of UC Davis, the University of California in University. Well, the news story is a little nauseating. UC Davis in Davis, California, and remember they were having a protest, and cops were outside, and one cop pepper sprayed these. What were they protesting, Danny?
They were Occupy Wall Street,
and they were sitting down. It was a peaceful protest, and one of the cops with joy in his eyes, and this just slow, controlling walk to these kids that were peacefully sitting down.
And they were really close to him.
Mm-hmm. Took this pepper spray right in the face. He was so pleased to do it. He ended up getting $38,000 from the university for his pain and suffering. He received death threats after this video went public.
What? How is the university responsible for that?
Was he like a campus cop?
I guess he worked at the university. I do not believe he was a campus cop, right? Mm. So they ended up paying, they also paid $30,000 for each of the school students that were pepper sprayed.
To him or to them?
To them. So $30,000 went to each student.
Mm-hmm.
He got $38,000.
Wow. That's some bullshit.
They tried to wipe away this embarrassing thing from the public that this even happened to the school. They think you can do that in this day and age. So they hire a company.
Viral be gone.
Uh-huh. Right.
.com.
They hire a Maryland company that promised the, quote, eradication of references to the pepper spray incident and search results on Google for the university and the chancellor.
And I assume it worked because we're right. talking about it right now.
They spent $175,000 to try to get this removed from Google searches. We have worked, says the company, to ensure that the reputation of the university is fairly portrayed. And how it ended up coming out.
I mean, I can't blame the university. It sucked that this thing happened. This cop was a fucking asshole and they're paying for it.
I blame the university.
Do you really?
Yeah. By the way, yes, this guy was a campus cop. Of course I blame the university. What you're just trying to wipe away this history. It's odd, it's stupid, and it's dumb that you think you have the intelligence to teach my kid.
That's what they did at Tiananmen Square. Are you cool with China too, Hemda? Are you on their side?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, is that what I just said? Because I really mispronounced something.
They did the same thing. They tried to wipe that out from the internet. Is that okay because it makes them look bad?
No, I guess I didn't think that it sounded like they were wiping that out. It sounded like the search results for the university, they wanted it to be university related rather than this chaotic day that they had.
They spent $175,000 so that you would not be able to look up that this ever happened. That's extremely, I would say, wrong.
It sounded like it. They wanted it not to be the first search result, not that it didn't happen.
They didn't want it to be the 1,000th search result. They don't want you to, if you typed in at the time, you know, UC Davis pepper spray, nothing would come up.
Oh, really? It wasn't if you type up their university, that's the first pictures that come up?
Correct.
That's just what it sounded like. Can you
Okay, but now that you reheard what it actually is.
No, I reheard it through his words. I'm really thinking that those words felt different, but keep reading.
The end.
They're trying to scrub it from the internet. They're trying to give you not the option. Like Keith is saying, if you specifically search for that event,
you will not find it.
Because they paid this. It's not like you're just searching for UC Davis and that's the first thing that comes up.
Okay.
And yeah, I find that very shady. Now, a journalist says, hey, let me look this up. You know, in court documents, which you're allowed to do, and finds out all this other information. that, oh, I didn't. If it's not on the internet, we're just going to forget about it. No, you'll be hanging out at a party one day and you'll be like, hey, remember that fucking cop? What happened to him? Mm-hmm. You go to Google, you can't find it. You go to the courthouse, you find even worse. But how weird. This guy ended up retiring.
The cop.
This, by the way, was back in 2011. But yeah, he recently retired. 11 years of employment, so he'll get retirement benefits.
How old is he?
At the time he was fired, he was paid $121,000.
What?
I don't know how old he was.
Whoa.
You have to go to court to find that out.
Wow.
But not a bad job for pepper spraying some kids.
No wonder he wasn't fired?
No wonder he was smiling.
He's just like, I'm about to get $38,000.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
What a dickhead. If you're married to him, like, do you stay married?
Don't look at me that I married him just because I didn't understand a sentence from this article.
Well, do you?
I would have reread it, I promise.
Do you?
You probably take him out to a party.
Oh, my God.
Maybe the wife is into it. Like, yeah, those fucking hippie kids.
That's true.
Get them.
Let me blow you.
By the way, look at this present I got from Wendy.
Wishmaster.
A Wishmaster.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the Wishmaster figurine.
I would have been much more careful with my speaking if I knew he was there.
Could the doll do anything?
Yeah. If I read the OK Cupid profile to the doll, he would grant three of those fucked up wishes.
I should have really looked it over.
Yeah.
Now I'm married to Robert De Niro because I put a "the" in front of Canadian. Shit.
So
he's out of my age range.
Wendy got, so because of this, I have to look up, you know, on the internet, the Wishmaster death scenes. You ask the Wishmaster for something.
Oh, that's why you.
That's what you were hearing today.
Horrible sounds from his computer.
So you'd have, he's somehow the Wishmaster ended up in jail. And somebody makes, and if you, he grants you your wish, he only needs to grant three wishes and he'll rule the world. It's weird that he can't just ask three people real quick, what do you wish for? Oh, I wish this line wasn't so long.
Yeah, ask a couple kids while they're staring at McDonald's.
Yeah, and then you rule the world.
Stand in front of McDonald's as kids drool, like, what would you wish for right now?
No, he's got to find the biggest, scariest guys that are ready to kick his ass because he can't just use his powers on his own and get them to make a wish. And then just to add a little fun to it, the wish always murders them. I want $1 million, a bag of $1 million lands on you.
But I don't get it. Why doesn't that count as one of his, as one of the three wishes?
It counts. Somehow he can't get three out of people.
Who made up that rule? Who's in charge of him?
The person that made him.
What? Who?
Frankenstein.
The movie starts saying that.
That doesn't sound right.
When the world was created.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
We know as much about that as we do the real world.
Is this some religious movie?
Yes, but it's not important to me.
Oh, okay.
So somebody says to the Wishmaster, you know what? In jail, you know what? I wish my lawyer would go fuck himself. Mm-hmm. So guess what happens to this lawyer?
His dick is in the house?
His dick goes in his asshole.
Congrats. That's, I mean.
But they don't show the dick. It's not a porn.
Oh.
So they show his legs come up behind him and just going back and forth. And there's a point in it. Looks like the lawyer's liking it. But then it's understood he fucks himself to death.
Like you do.
Yeah.
If your legs bend that far.
Right. You're going to, right.
It's your dick that kills you.
You're going to break at the waist, you know. Let's be honest. He asked somebody, hey, well, you know, give me a wish. And this guy's like, well, you're just a weirdo. Come up to me, tell me to make a wish. He goes, blow me. Now, you would think, you know what he means. You would think the Wishmaster would have to literally blow him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? But
and
no.
And then you got Wishmaster porn.
But he literally blows him in that he, he blows him in the air. And, you know, there happens to be deer antlers on the wall that go through the guy.
Oh.
Like, you knew what he was saying. He's not even trying. This college kid goes, my studies are so hard, I feel like a rat in a cage. And he overhears and he goes, yes, wish granted. She turns into a rat and crawls into a cage. You're not even trying.
He didn't even wish for that.
Right. He's just talking.
Stop trying to indoctrinate me into your Wishmaster cult. I'm not interested.
I'm not explaining why it's so good.
I am definitely missing it.
Right.
I just realized it's been 11 years of Wishmaster.
Mm-hmm.
What? Is that? How many of these movies are there?
Only four.
Oh.
But no
But I had to see them, so you have to.
Like, there's not like 14 of them?
No. Somebody wished for a killer. I might start it. I'll do Wishmaster 5. Take it back to the original.
Mm-hmm.
Back when it was real.
Yeah.
Not stupid. It got
but
so
you'd do it right?
I would do it right. Mm-hmm. I would do the right Wishmaster. Get Ashton Kutcher, I bet.
It'd be 3 minutes long. He'd go to McDonald's.
And then he'd rule the world. And mm-hmm. That's it. It's a 5 minutes short.
Closure for everybody.
Right. He goes. This one woman goes, oh, I wish I had killer sex. So she just starts orgasming so hard she dies.
Oh,
it's not a bad way to
not
go.
Not the worst.
Mm-hmm. We call that sex?
No, we call it orgasming today.
Yeah, well, she didn't say I want to kill her orgasming.
That's true.
Sounds like he's bad at his job.
I think we should sue this movie series.
I think we should call HR.
Right. This guy goes to him and goes, you know what? You're pissing me off. I want to slow dance with you Compton style. And he's saying,
wait, are those real words?
Yeah. And I guess that means in Compton we kill you and sometimes we joke it's slow dancing. I don't know.
Can we guess what happened?
Sure.
Okay, repeat the statement.
I'll tell you what I wish. I wish to slow dance with you Compton style.
Okay.
What could it be?
So cheesy music comes on. Strobe light starts spinning, of course, because atmosphere. They start slow dancing, and he's like trying to wiggle out of it while he gets stabbed in the back.
My guess is, because I don't think, it doesn't sound like the Wishmaster really gets involved physically.
I see. Okay.
So I think he just starts dancing, and then he like spontaneously combusts because he's dancing too fast.
There's no dancing. The Wishmaster just kills him.
What?
Yes.
But those were good guesses.
Those were very good guesses.
Like, I think we're better writers.
Yeah.
Like Danny saw it. Here's one he saw. This guy goes, man, I wish I could go home for Christmas this year. And then the Wishmaster makes him expand until he's the size of a house and then he explodes. Like this.
What?
Yeah. And then a Christmas tree falls on him. just for added effect.
This is infuriating. I'm surprised you didn't go on a murdering spree. I would not be able to watch this.
He's not a good listener.
He's not. He's bad at his job.
Let's check his OkCupid profile.
Yeah. Later he goes, I just realized I'm deaf in one ear.
Yeah, I think this guy asked me if I wanted to get a drink sometime.
That's right.
Did you wish for it?
Yeah.
he eventually goes, hey, I have to go into this room. I have to talk to somebody. Big, tough guy. And he goes, no, fuck you. He's like, come on, name a wish and I'll grant it. He goes, what the
fuck? Oh, nice conversation we're having.
He goes, yeah. What the fuck? Get out of here, fucking weird. I'll punch you in the face. And the Wishmaster says, this is true. Danny's one wasn't true, of course. But he says, I just want to be clear. So he says, get out of here. I'm going to fucking beat you up. I'm a guy that does that. And the Wishmaster says, you know what, though? Isn't your job tough? Wouldn't you like to get away? Wouldn't you like to escape?
Leading the witness.
And all of a sudden, the bouncer goes, yeah. Yeah, there has been a lot of pressure. I would like to escape.
This is how people join cults.
Does he say, I wish?
Yeah, yeah. Or you can also just go, yeah. Oh. And so then the next thing you know, he's in chains in a straitjacket and he's in a Houdini-type water booth and he has to escape from that.
Oh my God. If you could see the look on Keith's face right now. These are your favorite movies, right? Like...
I did like the...
They bring you joy. I don't know what your scale is, but...
I am having joy right now. I think my wish is to share this horror.
And you're doomed to repeat it.
That's right.
I feel like he's been describing me these movies literally for 11 years on air to all the listeners. And somehow there's still Wishmaster wishes that we haven't heard of yet. And there are only 4 movies. I swear I thought there were at least 10.
People ask me, also, should I see Wishmaster? I'm like, what the fuck have you heard me been saying? No. Not, even if I star in it, no.
Ha.
You should not see it.
So you hear that? Nobody hear Wishmaster number 5 starring Keith Malley. Save yourself the time.
Come on, Keith. I just realized that would be really cool, though.
I would do it. Do not see it.
What if they just see that one and not the first 4?
Oh.
No, don't worry. I go origin story. I will explain everything. Yeah. I'm like you said, I will do it right.
Yeah.
So we should see it.
Okay. Do you wish to
granted.
See it? That's right.
Yeah.
Do you wish to see me in that movie? And then you say yes, and then your head just keeps banging on the desk until you're dead. It doesn't make sense. I realize it's hard work.
You don't make the rules.
Yeah, it's hard work to make things make sense. Why make anything make sense?
Choose your own adventure, meaning make up the end at your house.
I wish to have, this happens in the movie, I wish to have the best party ever. And the Wishmaster goes, wish granted, and everybody's head explodes. That's a good time to me.
Is that real?
Kind of.
You're right. His shit-eating grin.
Now one guy says, like, he goes, hey, you're hosting this party. Don't you wish everybody would be talking about this party forever? He goes, yes, I do. And then people's heads explode, babies come out of guys' chests, just a whole bunch of sick shit. It's in a casino, and the casino roulette wheel starts spinning, and balls keep flying out of it, as if the dealer already put 20 balls in that.
You're right. You keep talking about it forever, though.
Yeah, and it just starts shooting out balls like bullets until the whole roulette wheel comes up and flies.
That does sound unrealistic.
And then cards.
That reminds me, I want to play poker.
Continue. Cards from a poker table start flying out and killing people like they're made out of metal. And then behind the cards is the card dealer, but he obviously wasn't given any direction. So he's just standing there as all this murder is happening around him.
He's the only one that didn't get a storyline.
Right.
I do want to watch this now. That sounds funny. Like, he got me.
Oh my God.
Next movie night. Come on. Have you seen any of these?
No.
Come on. Let's do it. It'll be funny. Double feature that Manu Eliza Schlesinger.
How dare you say this?
Oh, we're going to talk about that on Danny's show. There's going to be a new Batman movie. It's animated. Batman the Killing Joke. It's based on a popular comic from Alan Moore. He wrote V for Vendetta and Watchmen, and it's going to be rated R. And I guess does he rape Batgirl? He does something with her, right? And it's rated R. The Joker does, right. Can you imagine it was Batman? Mm-hmm. That'd be sick. But the Watchmen had a rapist in it too. This guy doesn't fuck around.
Oh, they don't mind raping women in movies.
He doesn't care, yeah. James Cameron has said, speaking of raping us, there will be 4 new sequels to Avatar.
What? I just heard I didn't get the segue at first. Uh-huh.
So we had that piece of shit Avatar.
Oh, mm-hmm. Never saw it. Perfect record.
It's, it's 3 days long to watch it.
Uh-huh. And you grow a tail.
And he knows that there's going to be 4 new sequels, a new one coming out in 2018, then 2020, 2022, and 2023.
Didn't the first one take like 20 years or some nonsense?
Yeah, they figured it out. Oh, okay. Once you figure out the blue paint, you're golden. You're set.
People liked that first one.
People, it did. No. People did like it.
No. I wanted to fall asleep. I think exhausting.
Did you see it in the theater?
Yes, with 3D. Mm-hmm. The 3D hurt my eyes. I couldn't even handle it. But I don't know. It was like way early in the movie that I was like, well, that's enough 3D. And then it was just this.
A very blurry movie to come to.
Couldn't even tell. It was just shapes. I hated it.
How much of a hippie am I? This movie was so annoyingly fucking like, we get it. Mm-hmm. We get it. Oh my God. You want to spell it out a little bit more in boring tones? Ew.
Yeah, I heard people. That's weird. I heard that people who saw it with a 3D liked it because of the experience, mm-mm, but people who saw it without, based on the story, just thought it was boring and awful.
No, I mean, I get like, yeah, some people go for just watching, you know, how pretty a movie is. Mm-hmm. It was very pretty, but I really think a movie needs some kind of story. Otherwise,
get out of here.
It's just, why bother having people talk then? Just, right. Yeah.
Picture that's a movie review and it ends with, yeah.
I tell you what, I wouldn't see that movie.
During an interview with The Breakfast Club Monday morning, they asked Hillary Clinton, it's a radio show, and they asked Hillary Clinton, what do you always have in your purse? And Hillary Clinton answered on this black show, hot sauce.
No.
Yes. Now listen, says Charlamagne, I want you to know that people are going to see this and say she's pandering to black people. And Clinton says, okay, is it working? No, but seriously, I've been eating a lot of hot sauce. Raw peppers and hot sauce. I think it keeps my immune system strong. Hot sauce is good for you. Then she went to show him the hot sauce and she pulled out chitlins and collard greens.
No.
Yeah, out of her bag, put it on the side and said, I'll just leave this here.
And then they're like,
what? And then they're like, what is that? And she goes, oh, this, my collard greens.
She also went up to the Bronx to play dominoes. Did you catch that one?
Yeah. I saw that it was a thing, but I chose not to watch the video.
Oh, I wanted to throw up. At the end, she's like, oh, I won. Can I win your vote this Tuesday? Really, not skipping a beat.
Right.
Hate her.
She's about to spend $35 million on web ads. $35 million.
She's trying to... She's trying to find like people of color to just be placed next to.
Right. For Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Nevada, New Hampshire, Ohio, and Virginia.
I think those things help. I think it helps people's campaigns.
I guess. $90 million on TV ads in the same states. Mm. They did not initially plan to spend so much money on advertising until the general election, but jumped in early in February to help Clinton win over black voters in the South, as she faced a tougher than anticipated challenge from Bernie Sanders.
How are people able to buy ads so quickly? You know, I thought it was a whole process. Like, first of all, you need to shoot the ads, you need to buy the ad space.
Yeah, people work for you for $90 million plus $30 million. Mm-hmm. They'll put something together nice.
I see.
Yeah. By the way, don't forget today, the 19th, if you're in New York State and you're voting for Bernie. Now's the time. Hillary Clinton, if you're a supporter, you vote on the 20th. do you know this story? Justin Trudeau, he is the Canadian Prime Minister. He's the Canadian Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. And a very handsome gentleman, right? Right, ladies? And
very progressive.
It's not my type, but I've heard, yes.
And advanced men, right? Very handsome. Here he is he's given like a little speech, you know, and people are asking him questions and somebody jokingly, but tries to trip him up and ask him, to explain quantum computing.
I was going to ask you to explain quantum computing, but when do you expect Canada's ISIL mission to begin again? And are we not doing anything in the interim while we prepare?
Okay. Very simply, normal computers work by... Don't interrupt me. When you walk out of here, you will know more. Well, no, some of you will know far less about quantum computing, but most of you. Normal computers work, either there's power going through a wire or not. It's one or a zero. They're binary systems. What quantum states allow for is much more complex information to be encoded into a single bit. Regular computer bit is either a one or a zero, on or off. A quantum state can be much more complex than that because, as we know, things can be both particle and wave at the same times, and the uncertainty around quantum states allows us to encode more information into a much smaller computer. So that's what's exciting about quantum computing, and that's what we're doing. Don't get me going on this or we'll be here all day. Trust me.
All right. So it's a cute way not to talk about ISIL. But hey, they tried to trip him up and he got him, right?
It sounded right. I mean, I can't verify.
It was a plant. He knew he was going to be asked that. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nothing's real ever.
Bummer.
I can't. Can you guys remind me to stop loving?
But who cares? What? Who cares?
I know.
Because you were trying to be tricked and be like, oh, this hunk is smart too. And he tricked us.
It's not the hunk. Really, it's the stuff that he said. It's like Libby said, it's not my taste, but whatever. I get it. But that's not even the point. Like, he's answered things like...
He does speak eloquently on things. And he does know a lot.
Right.
Like, as opposed to many politicians.
Yeah. Was it supposed to be a joke or was supposed to be like, look, he could really answer everything?
You know that it was supposed to. That's why it went viral. It was supposed to be understood. Look, he does know indeed.
I think that people are going to continue to take away that he just knows.
Of course.
Because, yeah, that sure. Stuff afterwards, it doesn't leak as far as mm-hmm. the initial thing.
Right.
It's a little, it's very disappointing.
Not nice.
Well, if the point of the, I would need the context, but if the mm-hmm. point of the press conference was to get out information about quantum computing, is that what it was about?
No.
Oh, what was it about?
Anti-quantum computing.
Well then, I'm on your side, Keith. Continue.
Let me mention this. Libby Phillips, the Twitter account,
mm-hmm.
and again, not in a monogamous relationship. She's a good time girl. Raging apathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The LOLOL ladies. Is implied, but she's available for gentlemen and ladies. You can, if you want to get serious,
mm-hmm.
go to her website, libbypr.com.
Couldn't be simpler.
She is also promoting a film festival coming up that is accepting submissions until April 22nd, theartofbrooklyn.org. What is this film festival?
I'm really excited to be a part of it. It's so it's in Brooklyn. The actual film festival will be from June 8th through the 12th. But as you said, they're taking submissions still until April 22nd.
I have a Wishmaster 5 idea.
Submit it.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The unique thing about this film festival is it has to be related to Brooklyn. So it can be in a multitude of ways. So either
he can come to Brooklyn, the Wishmaster.
Okay, great, perfect. Then you're in.
Yeah.
It can be set in Brooklyn. The filmmakers can be, you know, born and raised in Brooklyn, but the film doesn't have to be. It just has to have some strong tie to Brooklyn, which is great because a lot of times these film festivals are really elitist and exclusionary.
Right.
And they make a huge effort. It's a nonprofit organization. So they make an effort to keep costs low, like the entrance fees to the actual screenings. You know, they haven't booked it yet because they're still taking submissions. But they're usually between like $8 and $15. And for premiere films, like the worldwide premiere of this film. And that's, you know, I mean, that's less than going to a regular movie. And it's by the people in the borough, made there, you know, created there. And they also, submission costs are low. And so it really is inclusive. And it's not a gentrified version of Brooklyn. It's like they have people who come from every single zip code of Brooklyn, like attendance. This is their sixth year. But it's really awesome. It's a cool thing. And I'm really happy to be a part of it. It's theartofbrooklyn.org or if you want to think of it as like your best friend, it's aobff.org.
Mm-hmm. I will be coming all the way from Queens.
Yes.
Picture the Wishmaster in Brooklyn, and he asks somebody, do you wish you could boogie down like they do in the Bronx? and somebody goes, yeah, I do. Oh, God, what would happen? God.
Catch Keith in this festival.
Submit.
Amen. Libby, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck out there.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com